tonight, October 10th, Leil Hoshana Rambo. Our shir is going to be on Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudalid, and we're going to open up a discussion which will later bring up a little insight into the very famous halacha concept of Safek Derabbanan Lekula. In order to develop that case, we have to bring, in order to develop that principle, we want to bring it on a braisa that the Gemara discusses, along with the different solutions, and then finally get into the discussion. The Mishnah mentioned to us that there's a machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai as to when we consider the new year regarding fruits, or what we call Rosh Hashanah le'ilanos. In other words, you know, fruits have different halakos. The first 3 years are considered to be orla. The fourth year is considered to be netta revai. The fifth year is regular. Fruits also undergo a trumos and maaser cycle. When does the new year for fruits begin? That's a subject to a machlokas Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai says it's from Rosh Chodesh Shvat, and Beis Hillel says it's from Chamisha Asar Shvat, or as we know it today, Tu Shvat. Comes the Gemara and brings on the following brisa, which tangentially has a little bit to do with tonight being Sukkot, and that is Tanu Rabbanan Ma'aseh Rabbi Akiva Shelikei Esrog. He gathered an esrog, Be'echad B'Shvat, and I don't know if he was using it for his yontif, probably not. Probably using it to eat, but he gathered on Aleph Shvat, which of course, according to Beis Shammai, is a very significant day, because that signifies the brand new year. And what did he do? V'noheg bo shnei yisurim. He went ahead and took two different types of maaseros on it. What does that mean? Hold it for a second. Echad. Kedivri Beis Shammai, V'echad Kedivri Beis Hillel, one like Beis Shammai, one like Beis Hillel. Let's talk about this for a second. Beis Shammai holds that the new year for trees begins on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Shammai, it was the third year. Beis Hillel holds the Rosh Hashanah for Ilanos begins on Tu B'Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, this was the second year. What is the big nafkamina between the second year and the third year? Nafkamina is, in the second year, we give Maaser Sheni. In the third year, we give Maaser Ani. The way it's explained, in the name of Rashi, what happened was, is that he took off actually two different sets of Maaser, one for Maaser Sheni, and one for Maaser Ani, and the reason is, to be choshish for the opinion of Beis Hillel, and to be choshish for the opinion of Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda had different reason for Rabbi Akiva. And he says, Lo minog Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Naiba. It wasn't that he was going and following, and not sure how to pasuk like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. Ela minog Rabbi Gamliel for Rabbi Eliezer Naiba. Rather, what was he doing? Rabbi Akiva was mesupak as to whether we follow Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Gamliel. This not. As the Gemara, as the Mishnah teaches us in Bikurim, Esrog shavel le'ilan begimul derachim liyerek bederech echad. An esrog is similar to a fruit in three ways, and it's similar to a vegetable in one way. Shavel le'ilan begimul derachim la'orlo le'revayu shavi'is. As far as the year is concerned, just like for orla and netta revayin, for shavi'is, we go after chanata. Chanata means that when it's developed a certain amount, when the fruit's developed a certain amount, at that point, wherever that is, so that's going to be where it's going to be at Zman Chanata. That's going to be what the pre is going to be. In other words, Zman Chanata for when you have the Chanata, we can count it as 1 year, then a second year, and then a third year. And that's going to be the same thing for Shvi'is. If it had Chanata during Shemitah, it's Kedusha Shvi'is. If it doesn't have Chanata during Shemitah, it doesn't have the Kedusha Shvi'is of that year, it has for the next one, and so on. So, these three ways, it's like a tree. It's like a fruit. But for a vegetable in one way, which is shebishas lekitaso isuro, that it's koveya for maestros at the time that you gather it. So, if you gather it, and it's the second year, then it's chayav in maestro sheni. If you gather it and it's the third year, you're chayav in maestro ani. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, Esrog Shavu'il in Yilchol Davar, that we go after Chanata. In other words, what year is it that the priest is Chanata in? If it reaches that stage during the second year, then you give Maaser Sheni. If it reaches that stage during the third year, you give Maaser Ani. And that's the machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar. So again, just to recap, we see that Rabbi Akiva took two types of maestros on an esrog. He was mesupak whether it belonged to the second year or third year. And a machlokes as to whether it's because he followed Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Machlokes whether he wasn't sure whether to follow Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, or whether to follow Rabbi Elazar ben Gamliel. So the Gemara jumps on this for a second, and right away says, wait a second. According to the Tanakhama, Umi avdina ketrei chumre. Are we allowed to just take two chumras just like that? If we don't know who to paskin like, we take the chumra both. That Tanya was taught in a brisa. L'yolam halacha kedivrei Beis Hillel. The halacha always follows Beis Hillel. V'arot sekevei Reis Shammai. Oh, somebody wants to like Beis Shammai, you can do it. Right, wait a second. We'll stop here for a second. It seems that the brisa was sosur itself. The brisa started out by saying the halacha always follows Beis Hillel. And then the brisa said, yeah, if you want to paskin like Beis Shammai, you could. So what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, the Gemara in Erevin tells us what this means is before Basco, after the Basco came out, that we follow Beis Hillel. So yeah, the halakha is always like Beis Hillel. But before the Basco came out, you had a choice. You had a choice whether to go ahead and follow Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. And whatever you want to do, you could have done it. And that's what it says. Let's read inside. Varotze lasos kedivri Beis Shammai ose kedivri o Beis Hillel ose. Listen to this. Mikuli Beis Shammai Mikuli Beis Hillel Russia. If somebody only wants to take on the kulas, and basically his opinion is going to be, I'm going to be a mako, so that person's considered to be a Russia. Chumri Beis Shammai v'chumri Beis Hillel. Allah v'kasuv omer v'aksil b'choshech holech. It said about that person, the fool goes in the dark. So wait a second. We see that Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure who to paskin like. So he went on and took the chumri Beis Shammai, assuming it's the third year, and he went on and took on the chumri Beis Hillel, assuming it's the second year. The Brisa says what Rabbi Akiva is doing is foolish. We're not going to associate Rabbi Akiva with being a ksio. Rather, Ella, Ibebe Shami Bekulon of Chumrein, Ibebe Sila Bekulon of Chumrein. So look what Gemara says. Gemara says Rabbi Akiva Gamri is topically. The Lo Yoda, Ikebe Sila Be'echad Bishvat, Ibe Tesfa Bishvat. And that's not what Rabbi Akiva's suffix was. It wasn't like whether we paskin like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai. You know what it was? He knew we paskin like Beis Hillel. Just wasn't sure. Whether Beis Hillel says Rosh Chodesh Shvat, or whether Beis Hillel says Tu B'Shvat. So now, once you have this, what's Rabbi Akiva doing? Rabbi Akiva doing the chumra of both cases. He's really being machmir like Beis Hillel, so that's okay. So he's not going to be considered to be a ksil. So that's how the Gemara comes and takes care of that problem. I'm going to quickly go into the second problem. Rabbi Yosef Behuda Omer, Lo Minig Beis Shammai Beis Hillel Nagba, Ela Minig Rabbi Gamliel Rabbi Elazar Nagba. Wasn't sure whether we go busser the Lakita or busser the Chanata. So he took both. Here's the problem. What date did we mention? We mentioned Aleph Shvat. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Be'echad b'shvat ke Beis Shammai nagba. Rabbi Akiva is following Beis Shammai? So the Gemara says, no. Amar v'chanina b'temer v'chananya. Hacha be'esrog shechantu peirosav kodim tesvav. To eat up Shvat Askina. Let's use this year. What are we talking about? Let's assume that 2016 was year one, so year two, and 2017 is year three. What are we dealing with over here? We're dealing with a case where the Chanata took place before Tu B'Shvat of 2016. Okay? And the Lakita took place on Rosh Chodesh Shvat of 2017, which is the third year. So the Chanata took place in the second year, the Lakita took place in the third year, and Uvedinu Afilu Kodum Lechein Umaisa Shekachaya, and the fact that it mentions Rosh Chodesh Shvat, it's incidental. So it's not that we're paskening like Beis Hillel or Beis Shammai, it's not like we're paskening Beis Shammai, that's incidental. Anyways, what comes out? What comes out is that either way you look at it, Rabbi Akiva had a suffix. And how did Rabbi Akiva act when it came to the suffix? Rabbi Akiva was machmir. Either because you're not going to say he was sure that he was following Beis Hillel. I'm sorry, either you're going to say it wasn't because he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel Shvita was, or whether we weren't sure whether he was saying, which side he was holding like at the machlok that Shvita was in. We have a simple question, though. Min HaTorah, Shumos and Maestros are knowing on three things. Dagon, Tirosh, V'Yitzhak. Dagon refers to the Phoenician meaning Dagon. Rye, wheat, oats, barley, and spelt. Tirosh is wine. Yitzhak is Shem and Zayas. Everybody agrees that the Maestros on fruit are a Gerabon. If this is the case, we have a very good question. Which is, why does Rabbi Akiva have to go ahead and do this? Why don't we simply say, Safek Dirabanan Likula? So we're going to bring two answers in which explain exactly what Safek Brachos Lekulim, Safek Doraisa, Safek Dorabanan Lekulim means. One answer is brought down in the name of the Ram. This Ram comes from Safek. And I'll bring you the discussion. The reference point is the mitzvah of Seba. We know that there's a mitzvah of the Rabbanan on Pesach. That being a Seba with the Kosos. However, the Gemara tells us that only two Kosos need a Seba. However, it's machlokes whether it's the first two kosos or the last two kosos. Without getting into the technicalities over there, the Gemara says though, kevan shlo nifshek halacha, since we don't come up with a halacha over there, we're machmir. Since we don't know what the halacha is, we end up saying that you should do haseba on all four kosos. That's the problem. What type of mitzvah is a seba? Derabanan. If it's a safek and a derabanan, say safek with derabanan lekula. So the Ran has a very yesoda diketeretz. The Ran says like this: when do we say safek derabanan lekula? When the mitzvah is going to still be there. But in our case, think about it for a second. You're going to say safek derabanan lekula. So what are you going to do? We're not sure to do the first two. We're not sure to do the last two. Not sure who's right. So I end up doing nothing. Right? For the first two kosos, suffix, should I do it, should I not do it? You know what's going to happen? Lekula. You don't do it. Suffix, last two kosos. You do it or you don't do it. Suffix, lekula means you don't do it. What's going to come out? No haseba. So in a situation where the whole mitzvah is going to be batel, then we don't say suffix, derabanan lekula. Let's look at our case. Rabbi Akiva wasn't sure. Let's just go with the first teretz. Whether Rosh Chodesh Shvat made it year 3, or whether Rosh Chodesh Shvat was still year 2. So we're going to say, he's not sure whether to give Truma Maizer Shani or Maizer Ani. So Safek Derabanan Lekula, what does that mean? You don't give anything. And what's going to happen is, because the Mitzvah of Maizer to be Botel, that's why we don't say Safek Lekula. That's the first answer. One more answer is brought down by the Shar HaMelech. Shah HaMelech says something fascinating. And that is, Shah HaMelech says the following. We make a chiluk between a mitzvah and an isser. When it comes to just whether we do, involves doing a mitzvah, you have to do it or not. You know what we're going to say? Safek derabanan lekula. Do it. But if by not doing anything, there's going to be an Isser Derabanan, so of course we're going to have to go ahead and do something. And what would happen over here? If you don't take off Maaser Sheni, you don't take off Maaser Ani, what do the fruits become? Tevel. So in order to avoid an Isser of Tevel, so then we have to do something. So that's why Rabbi Akiva said he had to do something. So it's like a summary. Why don't we say Safek Derabanan Lekula? So we have two exceptions. One exception is, or two definitions of, or two parameters of when we say Safek, we don't say Safek Derabanan Lekula. Number one is the Ran, which means that the mitzvah is going to be totally batel by not doing anything. The other thing is the Shar HaMelech, that by not doing anything, you're going to be over in Aveira. There, we're not going to say Safek Derabanan Lekula. Now, there's one question that comes out from the Shar HaMelech. That is, we have a concept of Safek Brachos Lahakel. Not sure you made a bracha on something, we say you don't go back. But wait a second. Gemara tells us in Maseches Brachos that a person who doesn't make a bracha on food is kibbutz gozel min ha-mokom. That's an aveir. So why wouldn't you say suffik brachos lahakel? So it happens to be that in the chakira, which is said in suffik brachos lahakel, which Yoshev follows the second way, and the way Rebbe Yoshev explains suffik brachos lahakel means that once the Chachamim came with the idea of suffik brachos lahakel, they said that once you do this, it's as if you've made the bracha on it, and you don't have to make the bracha again. So once you have this, and we say suffik brachos lahakel, it's not going to be an iser. What's the iser? The iser is to eat the bracha. But if we're going to say suffik brachos lahakel means we treat it as if the bracha was made already, so in that case, you have no iser. And when you have no iser, then we can go ahead and apply the principle of suffik brachos lahakel.